Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Damn, that's a call. That's the first thing I was doing. Where's Nate? I don't know, because there's 100,000 people on the field the exact second it hit zero out there. Man, what an upset. That was the number one bet. Number one over at BetMGM going into the weekend. It was on Florida State. We're like, Big Nate might be right. He was right. 46-38, double overtime. Nate Collins, how are you?
Oh, man, I'm ecstatic. I'm still living on a high. I'm so happy for the Cavaliers, Tony Elliott. It's so funny. Almost prematurely got very disappointed. I moved from my seat down to get close to rush the field with about 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go. And at 2 minutes and 30 seconds in the game, I think they tied the game up. And so what I thought I was going to be rushing the field in like 5 minutes, I end up standing for another 40 minutes to an hour before that game actually ended. But it was all worth it. It was the best feeling in the world. I'm so happy for these young guys. And it's one of those things, as a UVA football alum, it just, there's no better feeling seeing your team experience something like that and being a part of it a little bit, just being able to rush the field and sing the good old song on the field with all the fans. That was a really great memory.
I'm going to guess you probably haven't rushed the field that many times in your life, huh?
No, I think the last time we beat Virginia Tech a few years ago, when Bryce Perkins was there, I believe I rushed the field, but this is probably the second time that I've got to do it where it was like, this was like meaningful. It was a big game. And they're saying it might be the best college rushing of the field in college history. So I love that. I love that for our stadium, for our the infamous hill that we have. And just keep seeing those videos like back, like getting replayed back. It's just great seeing it happened at Virginia and Charlottesville.
Of course, we do mostly NFL, but got to follow up here. Watching that entire game, what did you think of Florida State? Because they've got a big game this week. They're an underdog against their rival in Miami. It's like, are you expecting, okay, this is where they bounce back, or did you walk away unimpressed?
It's just that they have the number one offense, like, for a reason. The way they can score and how quickly that they can score and the amount of weapons – and just watching from the stands, it's one thing to watch like players on TV and you're like, oh yeah, that guy's fast. But there's just a few of those guys on that team that like when you see them like in game speed in person, you're just like, that kid is fast. And I just feel like they're number one offense for a reason. And I just would expect a lot of points coming up for this Miami-Florida State game. A lot of points.
Well, they were the number one offense in the conference, but now it's Virginia, 220.
Wahoo, wah, baby.
There you go.
Wahoo, wah, baby.
Busy NFL weekend. Let's just tee you up. What stood out? What did you like? What did you not like? What jumped off the page this past Sunday?
I think obviously Jacksonville leading the league in takeaways with at least three takeaways a game, every single game. I think they had four the last game. And honestly, Jacksonville is a team. If anyone watches this show, I'm a little bit of a Jacksonville homer. So I kind of look at everything in the grand scheme. And right now our offense isn't playing that well. Travis Etienne is a huge bright spot for us, but I don't think Trevor Lawrence and everyone as a whole is grasping that offense that Liam Cohen is trying to implement just yet. But the fact that our special teams, we had a 87-yard punt return by Parker Washington that helped us. But our special teams and our defense taking the ball away and giving Trevor these extra possessions is the reason why we're winning games. And as long as we can do that, we'll be in every game. But I'm just waiting for the offense to kind of click more and get things going. And on the other hand, I just feel like San Fran is also an interesting team where they're dealing with all these injuries. They have a bunch of guys playing that really aren't household names that we're used to seeing, and they just are competitive every week. And they're a team I think that we should, that's not really being paid attention to that much, but I think we should start looking at them as being like big time contenders, because they're a team that we kind of give all these other teams kind of an scapegoat when their top players get hurt and be like, well, they don't have this guy, they don't have that guy. And San Fran, for the past few years, they've been dealing with that with McCaffrey and a lot of their other big time players, and they don't skip a beat and they still go out there and compete.
So I want to follow up on those takeaways, because I find it amazing. We see this from time to time in the NFL. The Jaguars have more takeaways right now than they did all of last year. They have four mm-hmm. more takeaways than last year. They had nine. That was the fewest in the league. And you mentioned right now they have the most. They have three more than anybody else. They have 13. Mm-hmm. Is that like a new emphasis, new coaching, new players that are there? Or is that just what happens in the league? Sometimes it just does. You're unlucky. Those bounces don't go your way for the fumbles in particular, and it all comes back the next year. Is this something that can continue over the course of a season?
Yeah, I think it's obvious that it's probably a big point of emphasis this year, and it's something that they probably were going through or tracking in camp. And I don't know if there's some sort of – if you get in the right – defensive room, like there'll be some vets that might like challenge guys, and there might be certain things that guys are kind of competing within each other, like, hey, I can have the most takeaways, I can have the most forced fumbles this week. And it seems like that maybe they're doing that, but the amount, like, it just has to, it's obviously a point of emphasis for them right now in that defensive locker room for takeaways. And they're doing well at it, and it's one of those things that everyone knows that if you could turn the ball over on defense, you can keep your team in a lot of games that way.
We know the Saints aren't going to win a bunch of games this year. That's not a hot take. The math tells us that. That said, you got a rookie quarterback, Jackson Dart, going on the road in that building. And I'm sure the fans will still be there because it's October. It's not November or December. I think there's still a little bit of attitude there. When you're on the D-line in the NFL and you're facing a rookie quarterback watching the film, I bet you're just licking your chops when a guy like that comes into your barn.
You are licking your chops, and you just kind of know that it's a game that if we can find a way to start fast on defense and get up early, that we can potentially have this rookie quarterback have one of those terrible starting performances for the first time getting a chance to start. Because it's hard enough to play quarterback in the league, but playing without a lead and trying to play catch up when you're a rookie is very hard. I would expect you have to focus on stopping the run. I feel like they'll probably try to run a ball a lot just to ease them into things. But it's going to be interesting to see. Like, I feel like he's played enough and he has enough confidence right now with the little sample size. And I think the fact that Jackson Dart went into the media and kind of complimented Russell Wilson on how he was taking everything, I think that was a vet move by him, because I think as a guy in the locker room going through that situation, kind of losing your job, it never feels good. And you can kind of go two ways about it. Like, hey, I'm going to win my job back this week, or I'm going to try to win my job back quickly. Or you could be like, hey, like, they want this young kid to go. Like, maybe I should help him out, get him ready. And I feel like that probably went on this week. So I'm excited to see what he can do. But it's going to be a tough task for sure.
With Nate Collins, Greenlight Podcast. This is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network. All right, we've got another rookie quarterback making his first start. His name is Dylan Gabriel. And he's got to do it in London, man. I think you could talk to this in a number of different ways. Not only do you have the rookie quarterback that got a lot of pressure, right, when they drafted another rookie quarterback, that situation, jumping in, replacing Flacco, and you're going against the Minnesota team that loses in Dublin to Pittsburgh. Now, they have another international game, much less travel than what Cleveland is dealing with. How do you view this game with the Vikings and Browns? Rookie quarterback, another international game for Minnesota. Is it a big advantage there? How do you view it all?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I view it as Minnesota loses is going to be the media is going to be going crazy for Minnesota if they kind of lose two games on this road trip. But for the Browns, I have a feeling the Browns, they can at least have a little bright spot of the season if they can find a way to get this win with the rookie quarterback, get some positive media for at least a week. But that Browns defense is playing amazing. And honestly, I think everyone should be talking about the Browns defense more. I'm actually excited that Dylan Gabriel is getting a chance, because as much as people love Flacco, Flacco wasn't cutting it this year. He had two touchdowns up until now, I think 6 interceptions and maybe 9 sacks up until. So at the very least, it's just like, get whoever in there, get these younger guys in there, let them get some real game time snaps, some meaningful snaps. And I'm glad that Dylan Gabriel is going to get a chance to start this game and go out there and compete with these guys. But Cleveland's defense is very, very, very good. I mean, they beat, everyone is talking about Green Bay being one of the top contenders in the league. You got to think about, they beat that team with 13 points. So it's a situation where their defense obviously can hold up against the best offenses in the league. So if Dillon Gabriel can go out there and he can just not turn the ball over and do the little things the right way, I like the Browns for this game.
I know Joe probably will ask you about your favorite bet for this week, but I want to ask you about Monday night. Now the Chiefs roll in to Jacksonville. Let's bring it full circle. Kansas City's only a 3-point favorite, 3.5 at BetMGM. They're begging you. They're begging you to take the Chiefs. Short number on the road. Monday night in Duval. What do the Jags have to do to win?
Trevor has to not turn the ball over. I think the way our defense is playing, if we can be plus one, plus two in a turnover category, it's obvious that that's equating to wins for us. But also, too, our special teams to keep it rolling. I think special teams is the great equalizer or for a lot of teams that maybe no one's paying attention to. And if we can find a way to score points or change possessions with our special teams like we've been doing, I think that's the biggest takeaway. On top of obvious, catch the ball. Just got to catch the ball. We've been having the yips with Brian Thomas Jr. So hopefully that's all behind us. But I'm just waiting for a game where all three phases play together. Right now it's been like we've been having games where two phases are playing good or decent. And if we as Jacksonville Jaguars can play all three phases, I think we would turn a lot of heads because we have a very good team.
Incredible the difference with Worthy. All of a sudden you have one player that's explosive on that offense. Everything looks different. It's crazy. Like Cincinnati too. Like we know Burrow means a ton, but it's like they go from a playoff team to maybe the worst team in the league right now, the way they've been playing. All right. Best bet week number five. Where you at?
Best bet. Let me think.
He's going to say Jaguars. Jaguars.
Nah. I'm not going to say Jaguars. This is probably crazy, and I guess I want it to happen for chaos, but I'm really interested in what I'm calling the cook-off game is Houston versus Baltimore, 1-3 Houston versus 1-3 Baltimore. You would say whoever loses this game probably going to start planning their trip to Mykonos after the season or be close to it. So I'm going to take, just for the chaos, I'm going to take Houston money line this game, because if Lamar is hobbled and or not playing, the Ravens defense are not playing good ball right now at all. And at the same token, Houston's offense isn't playing that good of ball right now, but I feel like as bad as the Baltimore defense is playing, this is a game that CJ Stroud can maybe get right and turn the page on this season and start playing a little bit better. So I would take Houston over Baltimore this weekend.
They're talking 2 to 3 weeks. It's the Rams next week. They could be sitting here 1-5 going into the bye. Then it's over. Right?
Yeah. Then it's like, I don't know. Like if you're Lamar, if you have a hamstring, it's like, I mean, you don't want to take the whole rest of the season off, but at the same token, like if I'm a hamstring and you're a guy that changes gears, has legit 6 to 8 gears, you have to rest that like before it's going to get fully better. So it's going to be a lot for the Ravens the next couple of weeks. And even speaking with that, what if in a what if world, all this buzz, imagine if Shador was there. Imagine if Shador was in Baltimore instead of rotting in the Browns. He might have had a chance to be a hero for a franchise like Snoop Huntley did one time and end up making the Pro Bowl being a backup for Lamar. So it's just funny how narratives work in the NFL.
No doubt. Nate Collins every Wednesday here on the show. Appreciate your time. Check out the Greenlight Podcast, another BetMGM podcast. Joe O, Sammy P, NFL line moves next on BetSweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.